When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fates. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars. Episode 9. Duel of the Fates. The iron grip of the First Order has spread to the furthest reaches of the galaxy. Only a few scattered planets remain unoccupied. Traitorous acts are punishable by death. Determined to suffocate a growing unrest, Supreme Leader Kylo Ren has silenced all communication between neighboring systems. Led by General Leia Organa, the Resistance has planned a secret mission to prevent their annihilation and forge a path to freedom.
Exterior, space. A rich tapestry of stars reaching beyond all we know. Two sharp points of a space station enclose the sides of a frame as we drift backwards into the glowing rectangular entrance of a docking bay. Interior, Kuat Orbital Ring. Docking bay, day. A First Order transport touches down. A wide platform descends, revealing a variety of droids. A graphite BB unit carefully splits off from the group. Interior, Kuat, Orbital Ring, Corridor, Day. The graphite BB unit swerves to avoid a brutish labor droid, scraping BB's spherical side against the wall. His head tilts down, checking a scuff in his paint, revealing orange beneath. It's BB-8, deep undercover. He lets out a familiar uh-oh and rotates the orange scuff beneath his head. Interior, Surveillance Den, Kuat Moon, Day. A comm device blinks in a cramped room stacked with recycled Imperial gear. Rose Tico, adventure worn and battle ready, grabs it with gloved hands.
BB-8, you in?
BB-8 beeps affirmative. Rose looks up through the broken roof at the orbital ring in the sky above. Star Destroyers protrude from it like spikes on a punk bracelet.
I need eyes on the checkpoint.
Interior, Kuat, orbital ring, Day. BB-8 plugs into a SCOMP terminal, anxious, tense. Out the window, the glowing Kuat moon, sun cresting its horizon. Interior, Surveillance Den, Kuat surface, Day. A hollow monitor grid lights up, blurred and scrambled. Rose straps electro-goggles over her cracked leather flight helmet.
Attaboy.
Rose's POV, the images unscramble, revealing a security checkpoint. The HUD zooms on an approaching dropship.
Here they come.
Exterior, Kuat Moon, security, checkpoint, Day. The dropship touches down in a canyon of white and blue sedimentary rock, kicking up a storm of silver sand. Stormtroopers shield their eyes as the craft spits out a new batch of migrant workers from all corners of the galaxy. Aliens and humans submitting to the First Order in exchange for safety and a scrap of food. Stormtroopers funnel the migrants towards a weapons detector. We notice Finn, disguised in rags among them.
Checkpoint. Keep your head down.
A robed human nods, face hidden under dusty headwear. A bottleneck quickly forms. The ragged aliens bark at each other in a dozen languages. A beast-like Drovinian shoves Finn.
Whoa, hey, no trouble here.
The Drovinian grabs Finn's neck with a single hand and lifts him up, teeth bared.
Okay, trouble!
The robed human steps between them. Poe Dameron.
Easy, pal.
Poe pulls a dried, three-eyed pectofish from a leather pouch beneath his robe.
Here, I couldn't finish it.
The Drovinian eyes the fish, drops Finn, eats. We notice Poe's hand on a concealed blaster beneath his robe. Finn regains his footing, clenching his neck.
Thanks.
Poe shoots him a tense look. They move toward the scanner.
How will we know if BB-8 packed the mainframe?
The weapons scanner alarms. Stormtroopers pull a mangy Gotal out of the group. He pleads, pointing desperately to his metallic horns. Blasters fire.
Hello.
Poe and Finn step into the weapons scanner. Just as they enter, the machine shudders, clicks off.
We lost power. Hold the line.
Stormtroopers step in front of the scanner, blasters smoking. Finn and Poe eye each other, tense. Interior, Kuat, orbital ring, day. BB-8 scompling sputters and spins. A stormtrooper drops a crate of spanners nearby. BB-8 startles as they clatter across the floor. Droid sweat. Exterior, Kuat Moon, security checkpoint, day. The stormtrooper smacks the console. It powers up again with our armed infiltrators standing inside it. No alarm.
Go on, get moving.
Our guys exhale, still alive. Exterior, Kuat Workers Colony, day. Poe and Finn pass through the border wall to reveal a vast migrant settlement. Modular housing painted with colorful symbols from each worker's homeworld. A vibrant melting pot. The orbital ring looms above, connected to the planet's surface by a massive power shaft, plunged directly into the core. It glows blue with the ship fueling energy, mined here. Poe locks eyes with Biss Kova, a furry alien watching from a machine shop. Biss taps his cheek.
That's our guy.
Nearby, a suspicious Tusken, face wrapped. The Tusken eyes Finn and Poe as they follow Biss Kova inside a hut. Interior, migrant hut, day. A big-cheeked, hairless alien baby bounces in a hanging sea cow stomach while Biss's partner, Dal Kova, brushes an unappetizing roast with melted fat. Rose emerges from behind a beaded curtain in the back.
You said 2 days. I've been here 2 weeks.
This place doesn't seem so bad.
Good people, terrible food.
Rose rolls a canvas map onto the table.
This is our access point.
She drops a holochip. It projects the orbital ring and the power shaft plunging from it into the moon's core.
This power shaft delivers raw ore to the orbital ring. A detonation stream directly into the energy stream here will cause a chain reaction.
A blinking holographic light shoots up into the orbital ring, causing a series of explosions around the entire structure.
Take the whole thing down.
Finn looks up through the broken roof at the orbital ring above. A dozen Star Destroyers fueling up.
Along with their new fleet.
How do we know they haven't detected BB-8's signature?
The alien baby starts to cry. Rose picks up a rattle and shakes it.
There's a lot we don't know. That's why I voted for the other plan.
What, this? This is when we second-guess the plan? Right now?
Rose sticks a finger into the alien baby's mouth.
We can take out the enemy's fuel source and be light years away before they know what hit them. But we have to move now.
Finn and Poe regard this odd moment. Rose really has been down here a while.
Okay, let's blow this thing and go home.
Exterior, Kuat Colony. Day. Poe, Finn, and Rose move past migrant workers toward the massive power shaft base extending to the sky. The Tusken follows them in the deep background.
BB-8, don't worry, I'm alive. Unlock the power shaft doors and get ready with that shuttle.
Interior, Kuat, orbital ring, day. BB-8 detaches his scompling and speeds down the corridor. Exterior, Kuat Colony, power shaft base, day. A trio of space gray mech troopers guard the door. Whack! Poe makes short work of the first mech trooper, knocking him unconscious. Finn and Rose quietly take down the other two with electric shock prods. Poe unlatches a device from the mech trooper's belt, throws it to Finn. He scans it on the wall. Interior, power shaft base, day. A massive cylinder of particle energy rushing upwards. Finn, Poe, and Rose approach it and gaze up, dwarfed.
We'll have 20 seconds before detonation, give or take.
Give or take how long?
Poe hands out 3 flying thermal detonators.
Nice and easy. just like pitching palmetto stick.
We didn't have that. Oh, we're going now!
Poe underhand tosses his charge into the stream where it rockets upwards in the particle flow. Rose throws hers. Bin chucks his like a live grenade and runs. Poe into his comlink.
BB-8, bombs are away. We'll meet you at the relay
point. Interior, maintenance, shuttle dock, day. BB-8 rolls into the droid slot of a tiny maintenance shuttle, old and forgotten. The ship powers up. Exterior, Kuat Colony, power shaft base, day. Our heroes exit through the maintenance door to find themselves face-to-face with a platoon of stormtroopers and mech troopers. Migrant workers crane their necks from the village. The masked Tusken lurks among them. Poe eyes the orbital ring, anticipating the explosion.
Distraction in 3, 2, 1, now!
Poe dives, rolls, head covered, but nothing happens. Interior, Kuat, Orbital, Command Center, day. A First Order officer rushes to alert Steely Admiral Vaughn. Screen graphics show a contained blast in the power shaft.
Blast shields have contained the explosion, Admiral. All systems are stable.
Vaughn looks down at the glowing Kuat moon below, scoffs.
Their outdated tactics are pitiful.
Exterior, Kuat Colony, power shaft base, day. Rose and Finn look up at the orbital ring, fully intact.
Any second now.
Suddenly, a high-pitched wail spins them around. The hooded Tusken steps forward. Blades of blue light flash from its gloved hands. It's holding a dual lightsaber. The Tusken takes down everything in its path, lithe and deadly with the blade. Finn, Rose, and Poe duck and fire away until they are surrounded by bodies, blasters smoking. The Tusken's mask hits the ground. It's Rey. Not the girl we last saw. A grown woman. Powerful. Strong. Rey spins and blocks a laser blast we didn't see coming.
What are you doing here?
Her robes fall from her shoulders, revealing a battle-ready outfit of all black.
A simple thank you would do.
She throws the double blade like a boomerang, ducks behind the power regulator as the spinning saber slices all in its path, then rises in time to catch it. This is a new weapon of her own design, made from the pieces of Anakin's broken lightsaber and her own staff. She wields it with grace. Poe ducks behind a generator, yells through lasers
at Rey. You shouldn't have come here.
You'd rather be killed.
If it means you're safe, yeah.
There's something more behind those words.
Now's not the time.
Definitely not the time.
She force pushes a pack of 8, sending them clattering. The migrant workers point to Rey in awe, whispering, reverent. The children cheer, speaking a word they all know.
Jedi!
More stormtroopers flood into the square. But the migrant workers block their path to protect Rey. Some throw rocks, others swing with hammers and tools. It's inspiring, a promise of a revolution.
Rey, we gotta go!
Rey hesitates, wanting to fight alongside these people.
I have to help them!
Poe eyes more troop transports and incoming TIE fighters.
Not here, not now!
Rey knows he's right, but it kills her inside. She reluctantly follows her friends through the blast door. Bin moves to follow them, but his ankle is grabbed by a fallen stormtrooper helmet, blasted open. They lock eyes. Recognition, a memory from long ago. Bin pulls free and continues on, but he's shaken. Interior, Kuat, Orbital, Command Center, day. An officer races to Admiral Vaughn.
What happened down there?
The last Jedi is with them, sir.
Vaughn's confidence turns to fear.
Alert the Knights of Ren!
Exterior, Power Shaft Corps, day. Rey, Poe, Finn, and Rose race towards a maintenance turbolift that runs the length of the power shaft to the ring above. Poe speaks into his comlink.
BB-8, we're coming to you. Plan's gone sideways.
Exterior, space. BB-8 has already left the orbital ring in the shuttle on his way down to the rendezvous point on the planet's surface per the plan. He beeps incredulously. Poe looks up the ring above.
We're gonna need another ship.
His eyes settle on the Eclipse, a colossal Star Destroyer docked just above them. An ivory pirate ship in space.
You're not serious.
That's an Eclipse-class dreadnought. You can't fly.
I can fly anything.
Rose hacks into the turbolift. Glass door opens.
We're in.
Interior turbolift, day. The door slides shut, cutting off the sound.
Clench everything.
The turbolift capsule rockets up into the tube, traveling from the planet's surface to the orbital ring in seconds. Interior Kuat orbital ring, fueling dock. The turbolift door opens to find the stern of the Eclipse dreadnought right in front of them, miles wide. thick fuel lines attached to the propulsion engines. Glide rovers shuttle supplies to the ship.
You sure about this?
Nope.
We had better odds on Rax's prime.
That was not my fault. You need to let Rax's prime go.
They hop into a glide rover and speed off. Interior, observation tower, day. Admiral Vaughn watches the glide rover race toward the Eclipse.
Where are they going?
The glide rover disappears into the dock destroyer. Admiral Vaughn cracks slightly as their plan dawns on him.
They can't possibly.
Admiral Vaughn leans over a First Order tech.
How many men on that ship?
Just the bridge crew, sir. The rest are on dock leave.
Interior, Eclipse destroyer, bridge. A massive navigational bridge dense with First Order crew. A laser blast spins them around. Rose cocks her heavy weapon. Finn seals the door.
Who's in charge here?
I am.
Great, I'm your new pilot. Where does the pilot sit?
Ray loses patience, waves her palm toward the officer.
Set a course for the Nerewon system.
Set course for the Nerewon system.
The crewmen turn and take their positions at the console, mind-tricked en masse. Poe and Ray take the helm, pressing buttons, guessing.
Cold start the engines. We can jump right into hyperspace if we overheat the laser cannon drive.
The exhaust will spill over.
Into the propulsion systems. We can freeze the chamber.
Poe looks to Ray as they flip switches, a gleam in his eye.
Don't you see, you and I, how we...
Not the time.
Finn sits at a massive control board with hundreds of buttons.
Okay, I'm going to need very specific instructions.
Rose goes to work at the nav
console. Shields up. Setting calculations for light speed.
Let's go.
Don't rush me. I mess this up and we fly right to the sun.
Finn taps on a screen in front of him. The ship's exterior lights click on.
I found the lights! I turned on the lights!
One of the crew snaps out of his mind trick. Eyes spin.
Who are...
Whack! Knocks him out cold.
Let's get somewhere fast.
Working on it.
Poe eases his hands into the steering wheel.
Who uses an inverted control yoke?
Exterior, Kuat, orbital, space. The Eclipse roughly disengages and scrapes its way out. Fuel conduits unhinge and spit blue energy, slicing through the dock's infrastructure. The ship's exterior lights blink on and off in a patch grid. Heavy cannons fire on the Eclipse's shields. Interior, Eclipse destroyer, bridge, space. Poe leans back. The craft dips down.
The black empty pod is where we should be pointed.
I'm trying. Everything's backwards.
Finn looks out the window at the planet rising into view as they tilt further down.
I can fly anything.
Poe gains control of the craft's trajectory, but not its axis. They are inverting. The planet rolls from the bottom of the massive front window to the top.
Okay, we're rolling now.
Do we have the droid?
Exterior, space. BB-8's maintenance craft is hit, burning, engineless, 50 feet from the dock. He'll never make it.
BB-8, now!
BB-8 has to act. He ejects himself from the droid socket, floats 50 feet through cold, empty space, passes through the oxygen shield, and lands inside the hangar with a clang. Interior, Eclipse destroyer, bridge, day. BB-8 beeps affirmative on the comm link.
We've got him!
Rose's console flashes.
Good for light speed!
Ray leans past Poe and shoves the hyperdrive helve forward. Bars of light stretch out before them. Exterior, Kuat, orbital ring, space. The Eclipse blurs and vanishes. Silence. We tilt up, stars raining down. Woom! A jagged, sinister ship appears from hyperspace. Knife 9, shaped like an arrowhead with adjustable wings. We follow it back toward the orbital ring. Exterior, interior, Kuat, orbital, external landing area, space. Knife 9 lands on an exposed landing pad. Protected by a quantum shield from the cold dangers of space, the Knights of Ren appear from their ship. Haraska Ren, the leader, armored and caped in black. Ott Ren and Laurel Ren seem to work as a duo. Jadik Ren is the rogue, his mask evoking an angry ghost. Haraska eyes the scene in studied silence. He turns his ominous, masked gaze to Admiral Vaughn, here to meet him.
We uploaded a veil cipher to the droid. You'll have her location the moment a probe is within range.
Haraska Ren draws his darksaber and cuts Vaughn down. A few stormtroopers instinctively raise their weapons. The other knights raise their heavy blasters. Officers and stormtroopers back away, tense, afraid. The knights holster their weapons and return to their ship, leaving Admiral Vaughn's body in their wake.
Thank you.
fates.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.